The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast.
And we open this week with the sound of intern Lucy giggling. I mean, but I don't know what at.
I know.
So let's find out. It's the XFM Breakfast Show podcast, by the way. Hello, I am John Holmes from it. And in the studio with me, of course, news dog Matt Dyson.
Oh,
Matt
woof, Dyson. Woof.
Thank you. Producer. Weird. And strangely arousing. Producer Dave.
That was not me.
No, you've gone too far.
That wasn't me.
You've gone too far.
That was Matt again.
Dave.
That was Hampton. News.
Get off.
Hi.
Stop dry humping my leg. Lucy, what were you giggling at?
On the microphone,
Lucy. Yeah. Right, okay.
I've not taught you anything.
How many months have you been here now?
Three.
This is your last podcast.
It is, yeah.
And you just speaking off mic, just forgot how it works in the world.
What is radio?
Yeah. So, what were you giggling at?
You'll find out at the end of the podcast link thing, so just wait for that.
Bossing it around.
Teasing your head.
Well, I'm teasing. That was the laugh. It was a tease.
Okay.
Yeah. But
that's what's written about you in the toilet seat. It's not.
Oh, wow.
It's not. Producer Simon wrote it.
Yeah. Oh, God.
You'll miss this banter, won't you? Awkward.
You'll miss this awkward misogynist. Awkward. Sort of horrible.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
It's all right, though, because, you know, we can be equally cruel to your replacement, who is not far away. Would you like to introduce yourself? Use the microphone. Lucy's going to pass these skills on.
Hi, I'm Emily.
Yeah, hi, Emily.
Hello.
Hi, Emily. This is like Alcoholics Anonymous.
Hi, Emily. Yeah. Hi, Emily.
Welcome to the group. Your story.
Emily's got pink hair. More of that later. Yeah. So, maybe next week. Lucy, for the final time.
Yes.
In your best radio voice, Lucy.
Okay.
The best bit of radio voice you
this
can
best
muster.
Bit of radio voice coming up right now. I took Dave's advice.
Oh, Christ.
And I'm doing the stars in the first bit. So this week we had...
Oh, yeah, because last week you
last
left
week
Holly
left
back to Paul Rudd. To the end. Dave did call you out on
so, that. So I've learned something right. In my time here.
Good,
and it's
good.
To put the stars at the front.
Yeah.
So it's Jake Gyllenhaal.
Well, no, we'll start in order. Me first.
Oh. Yeah, that guy. And Frank Turner as well.
That's right. Yeah. Both on the show this week, Jake Gyllenhaal and
both
Frank,
of them.
Frank Turner performing live in the studio.
Yes.
Which we're not allowed for legal reasons to actually put on the podcast. The song.
No.
Put the interview. Did you not know that?
That's sad.
Yeah. Okay.
So take
really
that out.
Song.
Edit that.
Yeah, I will. And he also told us about his ice cream dreams, which was really cool.
He did do that.
Yeah. And then you shouted some abuse at kids during your daughter's sports day. That's also happened.
Right.
And we decided whether winking was acceptable or creepy.
Glad you didn't do that with a typo.
Yep. And we delve deeper into what Gwyneth Paltrow does with the steam cleaner and her downstairs goop.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Is that what you were laughing at?
No.
Oh, God, all right.
And then also, Matt added a bit of extra content to the extra content.
Oh, great.
I wrote on a list, you see.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I hope she's just going to read it out without notes.
Okay. How I keep having to make you bloody cups of peppermint tea. And there's also a bit extra that he added on after, which is not my words, just says, you jumped up short ass.
She's sort of ruined it. Yeah, I hope it was going to flow on and that would be part of the list of what's coming up.
Sorry.
Yeah. I'm going to take that. I might be a short ass, but I'm big enough to take that. Lucy, for the final time on your tenure,
yes.
Roll the podcast.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes.
Here we are, all like Ashley Madison, that fair website. Here we are, all morally encouraging you to leave your current radio station of choice and come over here for an exciting affair with XFM. Are you stuck in a rut, listening to boring old frigid absolute radio? Are you livid with Six Music because it always leaves the towels on the floor and never puts the toilet seat down? Come on over here. We'll whisper travel bulletins in your ear, touch you in the downstairs with music, and our adverts are made of silk. Life is short. Listen to XFM Breakfast.
XFM.
Right, let's talk sport. Right then, 7:10. Good morning. You're listening to XFM Breakfast. And the reason we're talking sport is not because of the cricket. It's not the cricket. It's not because of Andy Murray doing well in the other tennis. It's not Wimbledon. It's not that. But today, today sees the biggest event in the current sporting calendar, which is Wingham Primary School Kent's Sports Day.
Oh.
Yes, that's right. I'll be there because my daughter, my child... My firstborn is competing today, so I will be there with other competitive parents, cheering her on, the superstar that she is. She's actually quite good, I have to say. She's quite good.
Are you putting a lot of pressure on her ahead of the big race?
Yeah, I'm like Andy Murray's mum. And I'm going to, if she doesn't win, then she, you know, she gets punished. Yeah. She knows that, so it's fine. Yeah. I think there's corruption anyway at high level, so I'm going to go and shower the head teacher with fake money.
Yeah, good idea.
Just to make a stand. If she loses anyway, then say it's corruption.
Good idea.
And not, you know, an unfit child. But my plan is, you see, today is... I'm going to do this as a texting, right? Because I know there's a technique. I don't know much about sport, right? But I know there's techniques of psyching out the opponents, right? That's a thing, isn't it? What's that? Is it just called psyching out the opponent? I mean, what's it called?
Yeah, in cricket they call it sledging, don't they?
Do they?
Trying to put people off.
What do they call it in sledging?
They're just nice people in sledging.
No, they're not.
They don't do it.
Have you not seen Cool Runnings? They're vicious people. I'm going to sledge the other children then.
Okay,
just to give a so this is stuff I can shout out from the
top,
you know, as the kids are running by, just to put them off as my child is there competing with them. Like I don't know any of the names, but you know, I don't know. Let's say one of them's called Susan.
Yeah.
Just as she goes past, Susan, you're too fat for this. Shout that at a child.
Susan was coached by Alberto Salazar, the notorious, you know, the one who loves
the what?
The mandrolone and all that.
Athletics. The drug person.
You could just do, with the other parents, they could do a Gonzalo Yara on Edison Cavani, couldn't you?
I'm not putting my finger up the bottom of a rival parent, Matt. I'm going to have to draw the line somewhere, if I'm honest. Although it would put people off.
It would.
Let's be honest. So this morning on the texting, I think it's what I should shout out. Right, to psych out the other children, right, and all parents, at the school sports day. And then, as ever, I'll record it on my phone and we'll play it out tomorrow. But your suggestions, please, 83936 at XFM, as to the best way to sledge, as I believe it's called in cricket, the rivals at the primary school sports day that is happening later this afternoon, right? So that's the text in, 83936 at XFM. It's ways to psych them out. What to shout from the touchline? Is it a touchline in athletic? I don't know.
I suppose so.
The sight.
The stands.
Yeah.
Do they have stands?
Well there'll be not. Some standing. Yeah. So technically, yes. So that's what we want. 83936 at XFM this morning.
XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast XFM.
Isn't it lovely? If you've seen the papers already today, so lovely. The pictures of a smiling Prince George on the front, isn't he? He's on the front of most of the broadsheets there and the tabloids as he turns 2 years old today. It's lovely, though, the pictures of Prince George. Could have done without the Nazi salute that he's doing, though. Could have done without that. And that'd be... Didn't need that, did we? Or the Hitler Youth badge that he's wearing. You see that as well. And the, NF tattoo on his forehead. But apart from that, he looks... Looks lovely. It's lovely.
XFM.
I promised you hot guest action, and that is what I bring you this morning. Very pleased to be joined by an actor, very much the star of one episode of Homicide: Life on the Street in 1994, and someone who, for me, will always be the definitive guest on two editions of Molto Mario, a 2003 Italian cooking show on the Food Network. Jake Gyllenhaal, hello.
Thank you for having me.
How are you?
It's very rare when someone actually announces you with your favourite work. So thank you so much.
You had to choose out of Homicide, Life on the Street and Italian Cooking Show. Which of those would be your...
If you want a little bit of both. Yeah, a nice sprinkle of Homicide on an entree of Molto Mario. Be perfect.
That's a format waiting to happen. I haven't pitched that. Yeah. Come on.
Mario Batali on Homicide, or Homicidal Mario Batali. Whatever it would be. There's so many options.
There's got to be a whole format in that, because cooking and murder are the two big popular TV things.
Absolutely.
Right? So someone's got to mash that up at some
point. Oh, yeah. I think Dexter did that.
Yes, actually. So, listen, it's really good to see you, of course.
Nice to see you
with a shirt on, having watched your film.
Same with you.
Thanks. Well, you do spend a lot of time with your shirt off, because it's about boxing, and that's the rules. So, for those that don't know about Southpaw yet, what can you tell us about it?
Well, it's a boxing film, but it's a boxing film about father and daughter. You know, a guy who starts off in the movie, his name's Billy Hope, and he's a champion boxer, and he basically fights with, like, his rage, and then over a series of circumstances where his rage ends up sort of destroying his life, he has to bring it back together and really become a parent to his daughter.
That was what because it's one of those films where people say, oh, Jaws, that's not about sharks, you know, because that's just the kind of metaphor. But I thought exactly that watching it. Yes, it's a boxing film, but it's not, is it? It's really about a dad and his little girl.
Yes.
That's the heart of it.
Yes,
and as a father to a little girl myself, I find it quite hard to watch in places. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah. I mean, I think the interesting thing about the movie is it doesn't really pull punches. And I think, you know, Antoine Foucault, who directed the movie, even in the fight sequences, he was like, I want to shoot them for real, and I want you to actually learn how to box. And I think given that mentality in the boxing sequences, we then transferred that over to the, you know, the acting and the emotional journey of the movie too. All the scenes have a sense of improvisation to them, and so they feel very real in that way.
I want to read a quote to you, because I don't know if you've heard this. Antoine describes you.
To be or not to be. No,
this is a quote about you, in fact. Mm-hmm. So Antoine said this director. He said, you're a bit of an oddball, right? Mm-hmm. And brilliant when he's acting, but weird in between. Is that
really? That's what he said?
I've got it right here. He's brilliant when he's acting, but he's weird in between.
Text that guy.
Do it now if you want.
I mean, who isn't?
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, I feel like, you know, you're not a human being if you're not a bit of an oddball.
True enough.
But, I mean, I like the idiosyncrasies of human behavior, and I myself like to sort of dive into those things and search for them, and I am probably. Yeah, I am a bit of an oddball.
It says it's not politically correct. When I read that, I liked you even more, I have to say.
Oh, thanks, man. You're so normal.
Yeah, thanks.
With your shirt on.
So, well, what are you doing next?
I'm going to do... I have another movie coming out called Everest, which is about Mount Everest.
Yeah. Either that or double glazing. That won't mean anything to you.
No.
But that's a thing.
I understand. Yeah. No. It's the mountain.
Well, the immediate role you have to play is that of contestant in a game of band or boxer.
Bring it on.
Okay, so...
Whoa, don't take off... Whoa, stop taking off... Dude, don't take off your shirt. We can do this with our shirts on.
It's in your contract. You've got to take
it off. Cut it out, man.
We're going to play band or boxer naked as the day we were born. Next on XFM, Jake Gyllenhaal with us this morning.
XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes Podcast.
Good morning, John. This is Simon in Burnley. Why not shout, Mr. Tumble hates you all from the bottom of his spotty bag. The children whose hero is Mr. Tumble, of course, at that age. They love Mr. Good. Tumble, don't they, on the CBeebies. Johnny in Kingshill, just childish. You could say something like, Little Jimmy, you're a smelly bum bum poo head as he runs past. But I like this. This is from Bed Taker. Simply shout this. Each passing child, right, as they go past on the sports day, the closet monster feeds on losers like you. He'll be full tonight.
X.
XFM.
And Jake Gyllenhaal still with us this morning. And the new film Southpaw is out this week. And, well, you think your fighting scenes were difficult in that, Jake?
Yeah.
That is nothing compared to the grudge match you're about to enter into. I am quaking. This morning. This is a game of band or boxer. So what's going to happen is I'm going to call out the name of a thing. It's either the name of a band or the nickname of a genuine boxer. You're playing against Matt Dyson here, and it'll go between the two of you. Let's see who is crowned victor in the battle. There they go.
Second round.
Here we go. It's band or boxer. Alphabetic order, of course, Jake and Matt. Matt first. Bone crusher. Band or boxer, bone crusher.
Sounds too obviously some sort of fighter, so I'm going to go with band.
You'd be wrong. It's Jim Bone Crusher Smith, who is a boxer.
Wow.
Interesting.
The trap.
Jake, band or boxer, crab smasher.
Really?
Crab smasher.
It sounds like an STD.
that's not in the rules.
Is there an alternative choice?
No.
Okay. I think I'm going to go with band.
You'd be right to do so. Yeah.
I feel like you're going easy on me.
They're all
riddled with the clap.
Listen, you two with beards like you've got, you want to be worried about craps. Dave the Snake Sabo.
Well, it's got to be a boxer.
No, he's the guitarist with Skid Row.
Dave the Snake Sabo.
The guitarist in Skid Row. Darnell Dingaling Wilson. Jake Gyllenhaal. Darnell Dingaling Wilson.
I'm going to have to say band.
It's a boxer. Dingaling.
Darnell.
Matt, Touch of Sleep.
Band. Trip-hop, I believe.
Is a boxer. Davril Williamson.
Touch of Sleep.
That's his name.
Touch of Sleep. Actually, no, it's like a little tap of when you're out, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It works.
Fisto the Clown. Jake. Fisto the Clown. Is that a band or a boxer?
This game is horrible. it's just horrible to listen to and participate in. It's unfortunate for radio.
This is how we roll. If it's not unfortunate to listen to or do, we don't want to do it.
Again, it's that. No. I would say, I really hope that it's a... I hope that it's a band.
It is a band. Oh. The look of relief. Matt, the Hispanic causes panic. Is that a band or is it a boxer?
Certainly a boxer.
It is a boxer.
Yeah. Oh.
Juan Lascano, yeah. And final one, Jake Gyllenhaal, the Westcott Jug Sucker. Is that a band or a boxer?
It's a boxer.
Is a band.
Oh!
Producer Dave, what are the scores?
Matt 1, Jake 2.
And the Great Hope. Billy the Great Hope.
Yes.
Jake Gyllenhaal, that's the character.
Yeah, you have such a strange look on your face. You look so disappointed.
Well, I thought I did much better than the scores.
No,
I'm interested in the trip-hop band you were thinking about.
Jake, listen, thank you so much for coming in. Pleasure to meet you.
Thanks for having me.
Good stuff. Southpaw is out this week. You're listening to XFM.
Yeah, they blew up in the Bristol scene in the middle. I think Tricky was a member for a while, on and off.
After he came out of his professional boxing
career. Yeah, that's
right. The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast.
Spotted, Matt. Spotted. Producer Dave.
Spotted.
Adolf Hitler. In old footage, appearing to wave at commoners from the window of a golden coach. It's a clear imitation of Her Majesty the Queen, which is embarrassing for Hitler, but many are saying that, again, that was just horseplay, wasn't it? He wasn't to know that the royal family, what they'd go on to become, he didn't know that, like, Harry would wear that Nazi uniform at a party, did he, Hitler? He had no idea. It was just messing around. What I'll be shouting at my daughter as she takes part in her primary school sports day later this afternoon, as I stand like competitive parent, angrily sledging all of the other competitors, psyching out the children. This morning, things I should shout from the sidelines to put the other children off. This was the first one straight out of the traps this morning, to use another sporting reference. In the 50-metre backstroke, shout out, Michael Barrymore's behind you! Shout that. Now, the problem with that,
apart from the obvious that made Dave make a face, but the problem with that is there's no swimming. It's outside. The races are, by the way, she's doing straight running, right? Running in fancy dress, relay and obstacle. They are the, that's what she's taking part in this afternoon. So we're asking for your suggestions then as to what I should shout out to psych out the other children, and which I'll do this afternoon and record it, and we'll play it out tomorrow. Just shout out. There's a lot of these coming in, actually. Angel was the first one, but just shout out whatever children's, whatever the names are, just shout "you're adopted" at them as they run past.
You're adopted, just Susan.
There's a lot of those coming in. You know, yeah. He's not your real dad. He's not your appointer. He's not your real dad.
Yeah. Lee from Hoddesdon says, how about shouting out during the race to the child that's beating yours? There's no point in trying hard to impress your parents. I overheard them saying you're being put into care after the sports day's finished. Nice one, Lee.
I'll have to shout that quite fast. Apparently, says John in Essex, throwing urine is okay in France. So why don't you just do that? They didn't join the Tour de France, didn't they?
It's all the rage.
I might just throw my own urine at the children. Is that
saying hohi hohi ho?
It's racist, man. Racist.
You're not racist.
Every day you call me racist. Well, you can't go hohi hohi ho. The French people. You can't. That's not right. Hohi hohi ho. You say they smell of garlic next. Racist. You're going home in a Fisher-Price ambulance.
That's nice.
Johnny Kneeling. Very good. It's childish. I'll pick out a massive bogey, show it to Susan as she runs past and say, see that? That's your mum, that is. It's just brilliantly childish.
That's nice, yeah.
Dress up as the child catcher and yell, children, lollipops! Morning, John. You could shout, your mother does questionable things for money on Tesco's car park with men in trucks. But this, I think this, for its topicality alone, could be the winner, right? Okay. As a rival child goes past John, in the race, this is Paul in Putney, just shout, I saw your mum on that Madison website. What is it called? Madison. Ashley Madison.
Ashley Madison.
I saw your mum on that Ashley Madison affair website, and I'll tell you your dad that I saw there if you win. How does a divorce sound, eh?
So you're actually going to say that, yeah?
Yeah, I'm going to say that.
At the end.
I think. I think that should send my child to victory, actually. I think that's all's fair in love and school sports days.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. XFM.
And as Tony Blair is back, it appears, in all the papers, of course, throwing his warmongering ore into the Labour leadership campaign, we're going to be going all 1997 on Yoast this morning. We've got some D-Ream, we've got the theme tune to Ally McBeal. We're going to be giving away henna tattoos. We're going to hand Hong Kong back to the Chinese. We're going to clone Dolly the Sheep. We're going to shoot Gianni Versace. It's all 1997 round here. And if left-wing Jeremy Corbyn wins the Labour leadership race, of course, we're going to do a special show from the 1970s by giving all the power back to the unions, going on strike and introducing mandatory power cuts. See, the music's already there!
XFM.
If you were listening towards the end of last week, round about this time, by the way, you will have been party to our discussion on things, simple things in life that you just can't do. For instance, it turned out I can't whistle outwardly. I can do an innie, but not an outie. See?
That's proof again.
If it were needed. And I can't click my fingers either, right? And this turned into some kind of... there are many people who can't do this, but by far and away, the thing people couldn't do, it turned out, is wink. Wink, right? Yeah, it turns up a lot of people just can't do it without either their face contorting or they just can't do it at all. It's just it's sort of half blinking.
Yeah.
And this prompted much off-air debate as to whether or not winking was even acceptable in this day and age, right? Because it belongs to a different generation, doesn't it? Like, you know, Nazi salutes or something. I don't think it is acceptable, but you had different ideas, Matt.
Well, I think it's quite sad that whole generation in this country are growing up without the ability to wink.
Yeah.
I think it's a nice way of putting people at ease when you meet them.
It's not sinister.
There's also the playful nature of the wink. Where would we be without that? But I think maybe there should be an age limit for the wink, though, because like, if it's a bloke over 60,
yeah,
it's fine.
Really?
If it's under that age, it does feel a bit weird. It
feels a bit utery.
Yeah.
To be honest with you.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think people over 60. I think people over 60 shouldn't be doing it. I mean,
that's actually
on the opposite way there.
Actually, no,
I don't think so.
In the world we live in now,
exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe we should ban it. But no, I like a wink. I'm not ashamed to say.
Producer Dave just said, "Is this going to be? Is this just about winking in public?" And he's going to go, "What? Do you wink on your own at home, Dave?" What sort of weird,
in the mirror
just practicing, holding up a mirror to having a wink.
Oh, God.
So is it acceptable? Because there's some debate about it. I mean, I'll tell you when it's worse, when people do the little click with it.
Oh, yeah.
And people just go...
I like that as well. That's great. That's good. It's fun. Oh, look at that. Cheeky.
That's not. It's weird.
I think if the wink's ironic and you're having a bit of fun with it, it's all right. But when you see people genuinely, like, if they shake your hand and give you that quick wink, I immediately think that's a bit odd.
I'm totally with you on that.
If another man winks at me, I warm to that. I warm to him when he does that. When he does that, it's like, oh, that's nice. It's endearing.
Your life's just like Grindr, isn't it, Matt?
It is, yeah.
It's like, you're right, it's over greeting. Shake a hand, don't wink, but shake a hand.
Yeah.
Don't wink and shake. That's two greetings in one, you don't need that.
It's just a bit sleazy as well.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast XFM.
And this morning on the programme, cash giveaway, and it's real, unlike Sepp Blatter's, obviously. Basically, we've done a deal, and we've got those names and addresses from that hacked marital affair website that Matt was just talking about there. So it's not cash we've got to give away, really, but what we have got are a list of people that can easily be blackmailed. So, just help yourself.
XFM.
Musical guest extraordinaire, I promised you. And that's exactly what you're going to get, because Frank Turner joins us in the studio this morning. Good morning, Frank Turner.
Good morning. That's the first time being called extraordinaire in some time.
Is it? When was the first time? Can you remember?
Can you remember your first time? No. But it's very kind of you to say.
Well, you know we mean it.
Thank you very much.
So listen, new album then. It's Positive Songs for Negative People.
Yes.
Does that suggest that the previous album was Negative Songs for Positive People?
No, it was probably Negative Songs for Negative People.
Okay.
Just generally negative people. I mean, you know, obviously the title's got I love it as a title. It's got a little bit of a tongue in its cheek.
It's a very good title. Yeah.
A wink in its eye. I did a whole bunch of press in Germany recently, and God bless the Germans, but they do take everything very literally and very seriously. And so you sit down, and quite a few of them are like, "So you think your fans are negative people?" And I was like, "No, it's not quite." But yeah, it's I don't know. It's like most things. It's probably directed more at myself than anybody.
I mean, I'm going to ask about the video, right?
Yes.
Because Frank's got a new video. What's the video? But then all of a sudden you're in a boxing ring with a championship boxer.
He's a WWE world champion, CM Punk, who is now training for UFC.
Right. I don't know what any of that means.
It means he's very good at punching people in the head.
Excellent.
And indeed doing weird leg locks on your neck, which are sort of faintly homoerotic. But
it's like it's come out at the same time as Southpaw, the new Jake Gyllenhaal film.
Yes,
like, you know,
exactly.
If you're not up for the sequel, then there's no justice in the world. Right. Having seen your...
I don't know. I know I win in the video. Sorry, spoiler alert.
Oh, no.
But I mean, it's definitely real. There was no trickery involved. I definitely beat a WWE champion in my first fight since I was 14.
Let's very quickly talk about, because you are a relentless workaholic. You're never off the roads. And that's kind of what you're known for as well, isn't it? I guess.
Yeah.
And does it not get to a point, though, at some where you just sort of go, right, that's... I mean, I think you got bored last time you had some time off, I think you remember.
Yeah, I mean, that definitely... The second half of 2014 was quite a weird time for me, because I ended up with a bit bit of time off the road because I was having some arguments with my record label about the how and where and with who we were going to record the album.
Yeah.
And I ended up kind of sat around in London. And I mean, I love, you know, I didn't have my own place for like 9 years and now I do. I've got a flat and a flatmate and everything.
You must be the best flatmate to have because you're never there.
Yeah, no. Well, okay, Dave, I'm going to take this opportunity to shout out Dave Danger, my flatmate, for being the best flatmate ever. He does stuff like quite often if I get back off a long tour, he cleans the flat, he fills up the fridge with stuff I like, and then he goes out for the night.
That's good, isn't it?
And you get home to a kind of warm, clean flat with, like, you know, a pizza and beer and Viennetta.
Wow, what a revelation. Frank Turner, friend of Viennetta.
Okay, here's the thing about Viennetta. Viennetta represents freedom to me, and I'll tell you why.
When I was this is weird. Now, like, go on. Yeah.
When I was a kid growing up, my mum, you know, we'd have sort of, like, Sunday dinner with, like, you know, family comes around and everything,
yeah,
and there'd be a Viennetta, and my mum would do that thing of cutting out these miserly kind of centimetre thick portions and then putting the rest back in the freezer, and it used to really fill me with kind of longing and rage. And I moved out of home when I was, I actually left home an hour and a half after I finished my A-levels and moved to London, and the first thing I did on my first night in living in a flat share in London was I went out and bought a Viennetta and ate the whole thing because I could.
Which flavour?
Just the plain.
Just plain. Classic.
And, like, you know, I can't believe I'm saying this on the radio.
Excellent.
There are, and I'm not the only one, there are videos on YouTube of Viennetta factories which people watch.
How the hours on tour must fly by. I'm looking forward to the next video.
This is
what's going to happen.
That's quite a good idea.
Yes, just you and a Viennetta.
Amazing.
I want to be in it.
Just me and you. Sort of unhinging your bottom jaw like a python at the end of the conveyor belt, which they come off in an endless...
Into our faces.
What are we talking about?
I don't know. It's gone weird.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast.
Wink or not to wink? That is the question. It's the big debate this morning, isn't it? Everyone's at the nation united now, having this discussion as to whether the art of winking is acceptable at all in this day and age. Matt thinks it's only acceptable if you're over 60. I think that makes it worse in this day and age, frankly. But you, and yeah, you're right. You can't have a handshake accompanied by a wink because that's two greetings and it's sleazy. Is it acceptable to wink? If so, why? If not, why not? Vicky's been in touch this morning. Only winking is only acceptable, John, when accompanied by a shooting gun finger.
Fair enough.
Yeah, that's a good point. Actually throwing that in.
Yeah.
And she writes, no mortal can resist this as an eyebreaker, an icebreaker, yeah, or an eyebreaker if you do it wrong. She confuses and amuses every time.
XFM.
It's a big summer of sport. Yes, there's cricket. Yes, there's golf. Yes, there's tennis. Yes, there's Wingham Primary School Sports Day with the dressing up race. Yes, there is. The biggest event in the sporting calendar took place yesterday afternoon in the village of Wingham in Kent. It's just down the lane from the corner where Paul Hollywood, the famous man from the Bake Off, lives. Just there on the corner. He lives on the corner. It's got an Aston Martin and a Porsche parked outside.
Wow.
No word of a lie. And a Range Rover. There's money in cakes, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, apparently so.
Anyway, so just along from there, at the school, the field was alive with parents yesterday. Pushy parents, one and all, willing their children on to, yes, run some feet, put on a coat, and then a hat. It's the dressing up race. And then pick up a basket and run to the end. It was full of that yesterday. And then there was a straight sprint. And then there was another one where there's an egg and spoon, there's a sack, it was all happening there. And the parents were cheering and shouting. And yesterday, as discussed at around this time, if you were listening, I needed ways to put off the opponents, all right, okay? So, five-year-old child, must win, right? Sledging, I think you said yesterday it was called sledging when you psych out the opponents. So we asked for your suggestions as to what I should shout during the races, right, at the other children, and then record it on my phone. A lot of suggestions came in, some incredibly inappropriate, which you could never shout on a primary school field, believe you me. So, and I know that now. I mean, this came in from Andy. Just shout this at the children as they go past. Hey, fatty! Keep eating sweets, you'll be diabetic in your 30s. Suggested that.
It's a genuine helpful warning.
Yeah, exactly. Disqualify, ref, disqualify. That child has clearly eaten performance-enhancing Cocoa Pops this morning. Oh, that was from Andrew. One I was never going to shout from Grant was, I can do the three-legged race by myself. I was never going to shout that on a school field. That's not going to happen.
You're not that confident.
I'm not that confident, no.
You're going home in a Fisher-Price ambulance. Yeah. It's from John and Ealing. And Simon in Burnley suggested that you should shout, Mr. Tumble hates you all from the bottom of his spotty bag.
All good suggestions. Of that there is no doubt. However, there could be only one that we decided upon, and because it was topical, we went with it. It was the suggestion of Paul in Putney. So this is, I recorded this on my phone yesterday at the school sports day, and this was during the dressing up race, okay? So okay. This is the one where they had to run a bit. And they had to put on a high-vis jacket. It confused most of the children, I'll be honest. And then run a bit more with put a fireman's helmet, run a bit more, pick up a basket, run to the end. That's what they had to do. So as it went past me, the race, there were only six kids in the race, that particular race. Here's how it panned out with a suggestion from Paul in Putney.
I saw your bomb on the Ashley Madison Affair website. And I'm going to tell your dad all about it if you win. How does a divorce sound, eh?
It's one of those things where you just get... No one really knows what to do and you just get some looks from people. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. And it honestly didn't help because Maisie came last, so... Absolutely hopeless.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast.
Scrabbling around down here, aren't we? Like those archaeologists who just found fragments of the oldest copy of the Quran in existence in Birmingham. Did you see this? They found it, but it's weird, isn't it? Birmingham. They found the Quran in Birmingham. Well, I guess it's like Balti curry, which was also invented in Birmingham, wasn't it? Famously, everyone thinks it's a dish from the Indian subcontinent, but no, it's from Birmingham. All right, Brian, what you doing? Just enjoying a delicious curry. What are you doing? Oh, I'm just piecing together fragments of the Quran, Kev. Oh, right, great, yeah. Sure. Not his name, copy, did you know that? Well, where did you find it? Well, I found it while I was waiting for a bus down Digbeth bus station. It's on the pavement outside the Taj Mahal Balti. Is winking acceptable? It's forming part of the big debate on XFM Breakfast this morning. To wink or not to wink, that is the question. It was fine, you know, back in the day, it was seen as innocuous, wasn't it? No worse than the Queen doing a Nazi salute in a garden. It was fine back then. It didn't mean anything. No one knew why it was going to winking would go on to symbolise. all those years later. But is it acceptable? Matt thinks it's acceptable in the over 60s. We've quashed that now with the... I think it's wronger for them. Because it has all sorts of connotations in this day and age, doesn't it? An old man, perhaps, who was once a disc jockey on Radio 1, winking at people. It's not right, and it's not proper. But is it acceptable at all? The debate continues. It is acceptable, says Jim. And you're right, by who? I'll tell you who. Billy Idol. That's the only person.
Yeah.
The only person who can get away with it. Called it Jim this morning. Miss P says, well, yes to the wink if someone's pulling your leg or sharing a secret, or you just think someone is nice. There's nothing wrong with it, John. Yeah, nothing wrong with the wink. I still think it's creepy. Especially when shaking hands at the same time. Totally unacceptable.
Faye in Essex says, I love a good wink. There's nothing nicer than being the winky or the winker. Yeah. I try to have at least one good wink a day, says Faye.
Well, you know, I mean, if nothing else, it keeps the eye muscles active, yeah, doesn't it? I suppose there is that. Winking's a very personal, private activity, John. I prefer winking alone indoors.
Yeah.
Sometimes I watch individual videos of individuals winking.
Really? Yeah.
Occasions for a treat, I wink in the bath, it says. But that's, I do, if you've got soap in your eye, though, I mean, you know, by default, you have to get, or the shampoo runs down, you've got to get that out, haven't you?
Yeah.
So that's fair enough, isn't it? But this is interesting, actually. Morning, gents. I work with a guy who is 22 years old, and he's a bit of a sleazy looker, if I'm honest. I'm 32 and he's senior, and he winks at me at work regularly. Not only does it make me feel a bit wrong, but it feels like he's questioning my authority. This is from John in Nottingham. So he says, no, I hate it. It's wrong in this day.
Yeah, the undermining nature of the wink. That's a whole new side to it.
Yeah.
That's a good point, that.
Yeah, it is a very good point. That's being made. Yorkshire Grey says, I tend to prefer it if men don't wink at me while I'm in a public toilet. It's happened to me a couple of weekends ago.
Yeah, that's
disconcerting.
While Sarah McGettigan says, winking is creepy and only acceptable if you're playing wink murder. What a great...
great game that is.
You have to wink if you are lying and trying to create a conspiracy, says Laura. That's a circumstance where, where you might need it, yeah. And you've got to be sure it is a wink and not just overzealous mastication. Says John in East Ham this morning. So, the debate, I mean, I'm not sure. It's kind of evened out, hasn't it, really, the debate now? Yeah. So, I don't know, we'll just have to kind of...
It rages on.
Yeah, the debate. But I'm glad we brought it to the table of the nation now. Yeah, it's what they wanted.
X, the XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast XFM.
In the news this morning, then, scientists have found a second Earth, which has already been nicknamed Earth 2.0. So, coming up later this morning, what...
That's right, I'm really sorry. Incredible. Really sorry about this. Don't you just hate it when a new version of something's released, right?
Anyone
and then
who's interested.
What happens is that
in this second
the old, yeah, you get a second version of something, then the old one goes all slow and rubbish.
XFM.
The High Priest of Exeter Crowley is, of course, the High Priest of the Temple of Mephistopheles in Hendon. He is a friend of the XFM Breakfast Show. And he comes in regularly to give us his insight. A moment to step off the world and just to channel your spiritual side, if you will. Other radio stations do it. Of course, the Radio Force Today programme, don't they? They've got they get a rabbi in or a vicar or an imam to, little anecdote from their lives and then tenuously crowbar in a reference to whatever deity they believe in onto the back of that anecdote. They call it Thought for the Day, of course. They do it on lots of radio stations, of course. But we think there's a gap in the market because no one does it from the point of view of people who worship the devil. So that's where the High Priest of Exeter Crowley comes in. Here he is, then, the High Priest of Exeter Crowley with another of his Thought for the Day for Satanists.
Good morning. We are currently having some work done to our home. The wife and I had an extension built about 5 years ago in order to add our very own red room of pain. Before they were trendy, I should add. But now, having another extension in order to add an orange room of pain, embarking on a whole rainbow of pain, which, if house prices in the area continue to rise in the way they have been doing, should add considerable value to the house. And if a prospective buyer doesn't like the pain vibe, they can change them into a games room or something. I don't know. I'm not an estate agent. Anyway, I was in the builder's merchants buying concrete for the new room and cable ties for the old one when I saw a forklift truck. And I thought, Satan is a lot like that, isn't he? For in much the same way that this truck was helping a member of staff cart some heavy objects around the merchant's yard, so Lucifer needs help, spreading destruction and misery all around him. But while the bloke in overalls was lifting some bags of builder's sand up onto some pallets in order to store them correctly, the beast of wrongdoing drags our souls down to hell, where he stores them alongside pestilence, famine, disease, and DVDs of that new one-off sitcom about a radio station written by Greg James. So that is why I commandeered that forklift truck and drove it at speed through the entire place, smashing everything down. Cement, sand, bricks, clay, paint. Not to mention at least three customers who were browsing timber. It's fair to say I got the juice and lot. Anyway, when I stood back to admire the destruction, I noticed that the resulting mess was a sort of wet goo all over the floor. And I couldn't help but think, how's that for 50 Shades of Grey? And that should give us all something to think about.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. Music news.
Here comes the music news, which is going to come out of Matt's mouth now.
It certainly is, John. If you... I'll move to the other mic. It's coming out of my mouth, but on the wrong microphone.
So slick otherwise.
There we go. That's better. Yeah, it's still coming out now. Here we go. It's coming. And Frank Turner.
That's my daughter potty training.
I've finished. I'll let you know when I've finished.
I'm not wiping you.
A bit of strange end to a music news.
it. Frank Turner. Let's quickly talk about Frank. We need to talk about Frank.
Yeah.
Let's talk to Frank. You talked to Frank earlier, didn't you?
I did.
Not the drugs hotline. The singer, Frank Turner.
I also spoke to the drugs hotline.
Yeah. That's a side issue. We won't dwell on that.
If you like this podcast, why not check out some of the other great ones available to download at xfm.co.uk.
XFM. XFM. Ellis James and John Robbins.
I arrived late because I'd been let down by public transport.
I drove in today for the first time in the Fabia.
Oh.
Loved it.
Is the Fabia the car you had that had mould on the seats?
No, that was the Lanos. Yeah, that was embarrassing. When I was the first time I ever had people in the back seat, it was my nieces and my my sister giving them a lift, and they go in the back, and I removed some of the coffee cups and crisp packets to find quite a large amount of mould on the in the footwells, which I think had been responsible for 2 chest infections.
Music. Music that rocks.